All right, Gary, what are we playing this week?
Well, guess who just got a friend down at the canning plant?
I think it might be you.
It's me, baby.
Yeah, making I like how we're singing
high
this.
Places. I got my friend Harv, who I met.
You know, Harv, really solid guy.
Absolutely solid. Yeah, met him down at Bingo. He works down at the canning plant where they can sodas.
Fresh off the line.
Yeah, if you've never had a soda off the line, you've never listened to Tom Petty. there's many steps for that. He knows that I do this show, and I had him hide a game in all of these cans of soda.
Okay.
Here. I've got a 72-pack of soda here, and what we're going to do is we're going to shake them all up until one of them explodes, and whichever one soda cockies all over your face, that's the game we're going to do.
Okay. Well, that makes perfect sense.
Yeah.
So we can do that. All right. So
let's start shaking it up.
Yeah.
Shake it up.
You can shake a can of pop a lot and it won't explode.
But you never shake a baby. that's not where you're going with that?
No. nobody sent you to jail for shaking a pop.
Honorable people can differ.
They can.
All right. Let's keep. Oh man, this is a workout.
It is.
Yeah. I hate this.
Yeah.
It really
does suck. Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh. Can I usher this one along? Can I just like
we can
like,
montage it?
Oh, okay. Yeah. Shake it up. Shake it up. Shake it up. Okay. Oh man. It's all over the place. Are you okay?
That's all over you.
Yeah. Oh yeah, yeah.
Yeah, that is the
I just took it. This is my reality now. It's fine.
Yeah, no, it's okay. You're all soaked.
I'm not going to get hung up on small things like being covered in whatever this is.
Yeah, and you'll never know. They're blank cans. They haven't put them through the labeling process yet. It could be a discredited soda, that they don't make anymore.
That seems like a terrible way to run a railroad. Like Harv's if you're labeling, Harv's got some problems. We're going to be honest.
Harv is a stand-up guy who has revolutionized the soda industry by tanking it into shit.
The industry's never been more rudderless since Todd got into or since yeah. sorry Harv got involved.
Well, Todd's a piece of shit who also works with them.
Labeling Harv the can. Harv's got to pass the torch sometime.
Yeah, Harv will never retire because of economy.
Yeah. But labeling the cans after you fill them, can you imagine how incensed you would be if you thought you were going to take a nice long draft, just a nice long pull off of a can of Coke, and then suddenly it was mellow yellow?
Yeah, are you Pepsi under there? Yeah. It's they do things topsy-turvy down at the plant.
Yeah.
It's fun as well. After hours, me and the guys, we all set up a bunch of like a maze out of pop cans and had a little paintball.
Ooh, fun. Yeah. Yeah. Man, why are you not inviting me to this? Why didn't Harv invite me to this?
I feel like I'm telling tales out of school.
Okay.
Like
no, what's Harv? Is Harv talking shit again?
No, he's not talking shit. You forgot his birthday.
What?
He turned 70. I tried to drop a hint earlier in the conversation. Like, he's famous at 69. And I dropped his age. I was trying to let you know that he's changed, but he had a birthday.
Okay.
He didn't get him anything.
He made such hay out of being 69 that I thought he wasn't going to sell
69 forever.
I thought it would be a little bit kind of going against his wishes to like, let everybody know. I wanted him to be able to make that joke more.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, you should maybe reach out because he's hurt.
Okay. Well, no. This is why communication helps. Okay. Yeah. So
he's set in his ways.
What's that?
He's set in his ways. He's from a different generation.
No. Okay. Well, I'll just, I'll take that into account. But yeah, no, if I fucked up, I'll own it. That's part of being stand-up.
He and I have this December-October relationship that few can understand. Yeah,
just anywho, barely not barely not peers relationship.
Yeah,
between two one-time strangers bonding over fresh pipe and hot soda.
Yeah,
yeah,
it does come out hot.
Yeah,
out of the line, but it's kind of good that way.
Uh huh.
I don't know, hot soda.
People used to drink heated up Dr. Pepper.
Yeah. Well, speaking of which, pulling the code off of your crevices here, it looks like we're talking about Mr. Pibb, the 3D interactive experience.
Yay.
I'm Gary Butterfield.
I'm Cole Ross.
And today we'll be joining Cole for another episode of the Visual Novel Hovel for an in-depth look at the Muv-Luv alternative. I don't know what the fuck that means.
I love how the, like, just that word just tumbled out of your mouth. Your body rejects it.
My mouth shut down halfway through.
The
idea of the Visual Novel Hovel. could not finish that one.
No.
Sometimes some sentences, you ever say a sentence so bad you have to go to sleep halfway through?
That's what they inflicted on you. Yeah. So three things. First off, Merry Christmas to everybody. This episode comes out on Christmas.
Whom's to celebrates, of course.
Yes. They're religiously.
Merry winter, if not.
Yeah, Merry happy solstice.
Happy old Yule.
Yeah. Second thing, instead of doing it, I thought about bringing a holiday themed game, but I didn't want to force it. Instead, I've had this one in my pocket for a little bit, and we can give a Christmas gift to ourselves by talking about an Adver game. So we're talking about Mr. Pibb, the 3D interactive game. Third thing, Gary, is I've got a 20-ounce Mr. Pibb
here.
I specifically ate a smaller lunch so I could spare this. Let's see here, 230 calories. We're going to finish this bad boy during the episode.
Human dessert.
Yeah.
If you're on burp patrol, keep an ear out because Cole's going to be serving gas.
Yeah.
Left serving gas and unnerving sass with Cole and the Pibb boys.
Yeah. Gonna take a whiff of this and.
Yeah. Tell me about its heady aroma.
It's good.
What notes do you have?
Mr. Pibb is a good pop. I like Mr. Pibb.
Is it Mr. Pibb or is it a Pibb Extra?
It's Pibb Extra.
Because they got rid of Mr. Pibb.
They did a long time ago. They took Mr. Pibb out to the tracks.
Yeah, he's been in an unmarked government prison since the mid 90s.
Yeah, just hooked up to a go-kart battery.
I'm putting together a team of Shadowrunners to bust him out. And I need you on the job.
Restore him to the throne.
Yeah.
Sir Pibb.
Yeah. The Mr. Pibb has a very funny lore to it. There are people listening to this who 100% don't know that Mr. Pibb is anything but a game.
And
for those people, it's Dr. Pepper.
Yeah, it's Dr. Pepper, off-brand Dr. Pepper. It was originally released. What was the name of it? It was Peppo.
Yeah, Peppo, Mr. Peppo.
Yeah,
then became Mr. Pibb because they're trying to make it sound like Pepsi, even though it was or Pepper, because it's made by Coke.
Right,
this thing.
Yeah. And my favorite thing about this, so it's just Dr. Pepper. If you put, you could probably tell the difference between it and Dr. Pepper. The most baller move that the Mr. Pibb or Pibb Extra organization has done, and I didn't notice this until I had to go to three gas stations today to find a place that sold
really
Mr.
Rare.
Pibb.
Yeah. You have to get it in a Pepsi or a Coke Freestyle machine usually.
But the baller move that they've done, because the Dr. Pepper company, they try and play real coy with what's in that. Like, oh, it's 23 flavors. Is it vanilla? Is there prune in there? What is this magic miracle tonic? The Mr. Pibb, they kick the fucking door open. They say, you know what? Nobody's going to drink us. So why don't we just put it right on the bottle? Artificially flavored spicy cherry soda.
Yeah. Specifically during the Pibb Extra days, they did that.
Yeah.
Going on a Pibb deep dive today was very fun. It's one of the things I love about Adver games. Because Mr. Pibb came out in the 70s. I watched a supercut of Mr. Pibb commercials today.
Okay.
There were two of them in the 70s that are really nice hippie songs.
Yeah.
Like about how relaxing it is to drink Mr. Pibb.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like it's something you might do on a river. It looked like Easy Rider. And then it immediately moved to the 90s, which is where this game is based on.
Yeah.
So Mr. Pibb was just quietly toiling in obscurity for like 30 years.
Mm-hmm.
And then all of a sudden is like, we need to appeal to the youth. And it became Pibb Extra and started advertising itself similar to Red Bull.
Yes.
With the Pibb Extra. With commercials, yeah. I remember very well.
Mm-hmm.
And I looked it up and I had that great time travel that you can only get from ads.
Yeah.
Of the commercial where it's Tony J speaking the words to My Sharona. And then he drinks a Mr. Pibb. But I drink is a really, you know, doing a lot of heavy lifting here because his head opens up and his cerebral spinal fluid is replaced by Mr. Pibb.
Mm-hmm.
And then then it starts playing My Sharona by the Knack.
Yeah. And he becomes Pibb becomes through
youth,
the process.
Youth Pibb.
Yeah. so they went from it's our, you know, hippie song, you know, the McDonald land, you know, kind of deal to the 90s where the slogan was in the commercials. They would have an edgy teen or whatever, super excited, scream, put it in your head.
Yeah. It's really about putting it in your head. And they use that sound sample to full effect.
Yes,
in this game
by a company that made three games, and the name of the company is Brand Games.
I love Brand Games. That is some real time associates kind of shit. Looking up stuff about this also led to a Google autocomplete of "Is Mr. Pibb bad for you?" And I had never considered Mr. Pibb being especially bad for you.
So just soda baseline, sometimes treat, right?
Yeah. Soda is one of the worst things you can put in your body.
Yeah.
Hands down. Like, no judgment to anybody who drinks soda, no judgment to you drinking soda now.
Mm-hmm.
It's just not good for you.
Yeah.
It's just sugar water, right?
Yeah.
But apparently a lot of people were very concerned about Mr. Pibb specifically. And Pibb Extra specifically.
Okay. Maybe they went too extreme.
It's the caramel coloring in it, which is thought by some to be a highly effective carcinogen.
Okay.
Yeah.
Huh. So this is not a phenomenon that is unique to Mr. Pibb.
No.
Do you remember? Did you have did you have the yellow number 5 scare?
Oh, yeah.
Like lore around Mountain Dew. What specifically was the effect that people said makes yellow number 5 would have on you? Okay, yours was it makes you sterile. For us, the effect in my school was it would shrink your balls.
Oh,
like very specifically, it was not about the output.
Since Mountain Dew. Like, get those things down. out of control. Like, it makes my dick look like a fucking joke.
Yellow number 5 has been the solution to this problem.
Yeah. I felt like I drank a lot of Mountain Dew in my youth, but maybe not enough.
Yeah. I mean, just maybe it was a myth. Maybe it was just a promise that can never have been fulfilled.
They should make a soda that shrinks your balls on purpose,
though. I think it's called estrogen.
Call it like Tiny's or something.
Yeah.
Like Dr. Tiny. Like you drink a Dr. Tiny and just shrink some wanted body parts.
You know, and like you could frame it as a positive. It'll make your dick huge in comparison.
This is also us accidentally being huge trans allies again. Similar to like our anti-ball. And cruising for limp things that I thought were just funny, but turned out to be amazing praxis. This is up there as well. Yeah, Dr. Tiny's is something that I don't know. I'm in the market.
Let's go.
I talk about getting rid of them a lot, but if they were so small, to be like BBs, that'd also be fine.
Six of one, half a dozen of the other. Yeah.
But just functionally gone is also okay.
But like, here's the thing. It didn't stop us from drinking Mountain Dew. Like everybody was just sitting around throwing these back and like, hey, it'll make your balls tiny. Like,
hell yeah, dude. It tastes so good. Like you can't get a teen to stop drinking Mountain Dew for anything.
No.
There's a certain age you become where that is the best tasting thing in the world.
Oh yeah.
So much so that like when I have tried a Mountain Dew, like I haven't drank a container of Mountain Dew to completion. And I literally cannot remember how long.
I remember, I remember the last time I did, it was when they started doing the throwback Pepsi with the cane sugar.
Oh, yeah.
Back in like 2000. Yeah, with the, 2008.
With the classist logo, yeah. The anti-Appalachian logo.
Yeah. And it was just like, oh, the throwback Pepsi's, you know, good. You know, it's, you know, Pepsi or whatever. I'll just have some of this. I tasted it. It was one of the most disgusting things I put in my body. It was really bad.
It's real weird because I have no direct memory of the taste of it, but I remember like just absolutely like all of my senses lighting up.
Oh, it was mythical. You know, it just,
being this absolute like elixir from the gods food memory. Yeah. You know,
where were you when Surge dropped? Because that was a revelation as well.
It's big into Surge.
Like, Sir, same. You know, not to be like lol 90s kids or whatever, because Surge became a meme, but like it was a real thing.
Mr. Pibcon podcast, I think we can be lol 90s kids.
Okay, yes. But it was a thing. Like, okay, we've got a 2 liter of Surge in Final Fantasy VII. Once again, I have to say, let's fucking go.
I drank a goodly amount of Surge as well. And I've talked about savesurge.com or savesurge.org, on this podcast before. The when I used it during my Mountain Dew days, at some point I got into diet soda. Mm-hmm. Even as like a 20-year-old, you know, in the mid-20s, because I was like, understood what a calorie was because I moved out from my parents. Mm-hmm. And I was like, I like soda. I need soda, but I can't do this to myself.
Right.
So when I worked overnight at the dispatch, the police dispatch for the college campus, I used to drink a 2 liter of Diet Mountain Dew a night.
Holy shit.
I'm sure that wasn't good for me.
Whoa.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah, I know. If that was going to shrink your balls, that would have done it.
I know. The diet kind makes your adult balls bigger, which is why I'm in this situation. Oh, God,
that's where you went wrong.
It reverses it. And that's why, you know, that's why I'm in this situation. If you get Diet Dr. Tiny's, that's how you walk around with elephantism of the scrote.
Yeah. You need a little, like a rolling stool to rest those things on. Burst them. Yeah.
Like literally there's breaches all the time that they had to recall.
Yeah. That's way too much. That's way too much. Diet Mountain Dew.
I just was stupid and had to stay up overnight. Didn't really know how to do it. It was also, I was drinking a lot during those days. That was my drinking before going to work time. So I wasn't making the best life choices during that time. It was my margaritas before work era.
Margaritas before work?
Yeah, man. It's a breakfasty drink.
What form did those margs take?
Oh, frozen, blended margs. I told you about that.
No, you didn't. You were you were rolling out. You were getting, I mean, like a margarita is a pretty like involved drink to make if you're like using a, you know, like a mix,
so,
right?
Let me walk you through my day during this time. So it's the first time I'd ever lived alone.
Okay.
Important part of the story.
Yeah.
Living in a one bedroom apartment. Where's the cat? To set the time, this is around when San Andreas came out.
Okay. So 2004. Yes.
Yeah. Wake up, have some breakfast.
Okay.
Wake up and working overnight. Mm-hmm. Wake up around 2 p.m.
Okay.
Have some breakfast. Go to the blender. Throw in some tequila, ice, and some margarita mix.
Okay.
Blend that up. Drink about 3/4 of a blender of margarita while I'm lazing around the house, killing time before work.
Oh.
Oftentimes playing Fallout Tactics.
Okay.
Go to work in law enforcement.
Uh-huh. Three quarters of a blender. That's quite a bit. Like,
I got drunk. Like there's the very distinct moment. This is when I like stopped drinking for a long time, was getting to work, realizing I was too drunk to be at work because I went to the bathroom and reached for the door handle and missed. and then it was like, okay.
Yeah.
Let's check in.
Yeah.
What am I doing? like, what's going on here? Like, I know I'm not happy with my job.
Okay. Yeah.
So and it's killing my social life.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I'm working these real weird hours.
Yeah.
This is no good. Every once in a while, I've talked about this before. It was my answer, or it was my job, like 911, if it was from a campus line, would call to us. So anybody who was in a dorm or anything, their 911 went to us.
Okay.
If it was just somebody who was on campus in my small town, it would go to regular. You know?
Okay.
But I had to answer the 911. And 911 in the radio room that I was in had like a big flashy alarm and sound.
Ooh.
Like you're the 10,000th customer to answer a 911 call.
Yeah, you said Pee-wee's big secret word. Yeah.
Exactly. And it's the most stressful thing that ever happened.
Right.
I was never good at it.
It is a very loud sound that means somebody might be dead
yes,
or dying.
And yes, somebody might be dying and their chances of survival rely on you.
Yes.
I was not cut out for that.
Right.
You know, I like to think that I'm, you know, would be good in a crisis.
Mm-hmm.
Like generally in real life, like I'm fairly resourceful and stuff, but I don't crave it. It's not something I want to have it as a job.
Mm-hmm.
So I had the thought when I was, in the bathroom, sitting on the toilet with my pants on.
Having just missed the handle.
Okay. Having just missed the handle, considering how drunk I was.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I had to go into a stall because the bathroom didn't lock. It was a multi-user bathroom. I had to be in there alone because I didn't want anyone to see my bleary-eyed, like.
Yeah.
And I was like, if somebody called 911 right now, I could get somebody killed.
Uh-huh.
That's not drunk driving, but it's kind of drunk driving. In some ways, arguably worse.
It's negligence of,
yeah,
of,
it's
a,
gross
of a
negligence.
Kind of profound kind. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. It's really bad. I'm not proud of it. Like I'm, mm-hmm. I'm telling the story like it's funny.
No,
because
I mean, this is rock bottom. Yeah.
Yeah. It's horrifying. You know, it's real bad. And like people had way worse rock bottoms than this.
Yeah, yeah.
But for me, this was my moment of realizing like, mm-hmm. oh, I'm doing this to self-medicate. Mm-hmm. That's no good. I'm very unhappy in this job. I don't see any of my friends. It's my relationship suffering. I have to quit this job.
Mm hmm.
And then I also happened to more or less quit drinking
yeah.
at the same time. But yeah, it was super scary moment. Mm-hmm. And luckily nothing happened. And it also to set an expectation, it's not like this was fucking homicide life on the streets. Like the rural campus police, like most nights nothing happened.
Yeah, yeah.
A lot of times I was bringing in my laptop to play Fallout Tactics at work. Like nothing happened.
Right.
You know, I watched coworkers who all had really bad taste in movies would mm-hmm. only loan me movies all the time to watch on my laptop. So I watched The Lion King 2 and the Underworld films, just a bunch of dog shit.
Yeah.
Because what I didn't have anything to do. So it's not like I was like juggling knives. You know, I felt relatively confident that it was okay to get a little drunk
before
work. I just had never really imagined the worst case scenario until I was like,
yeah.
You know, I had the I can hold my liquor
mm-hmm.
Fallacy.
Right. Oh yeah, I just said yeah. Oh other people yeah, but I'm
driving
different.
While tense
yeah.
is dangerous.
Right.
You know,
right.
you got to drive a little relaxed.
you want to be able to go limp when your body flies through the windshield.
Exactly. Yeah. That's what I was. You know, and just all kinds of dumb shit when during my drinking days, like certain ones of my friends, it was just kind of known that certain ones were better at driving drunk.
Mm-hmm.
So like you don't want to get in the car with some people afterwards, but some people it's real safe to get in the car, even though we've all been drinking the same amount.
Right.
Like some people were just good at it.
That, man, this, the demonic logic of this shit.
Fucking 20 year old drink it. Like,
no, I was there.
Yeah. It's no good. Like again, I just want to, if somebody calls me out, like I'm not trying to say I'm proud of it.
Right.
It's bad. I stopped doing it. It's bad. It's 20 years ago. It's a long time ago.
Nobody should behave that way.
Yes. Like no, I shouldn't behave that way. Nobody should behave that way.
Yeah.
It's 20 years ago. I've moved on a whole lifetime.
Yeah. We're 23 minutes into the recording here. I've got to tell you, I'm 2/3 of the way through this soda here. Not feeling great.
Getting that kind of, like, for me, the thing with soda, you drink more like diet soda than I do.
Yeah. Yeah. I drink two or three like Diet Cokes.
And you're more of a beer guy than I am. I'm not saying this to impugn you in any way.
No, I think
that your body is better at processing gas because if I do that, I just get burps,
mm-hmm.
like unstoppable burps that make it impossible for me to talk.
Yeah. So the way that I accomplish that, like I will drink a pop, when we're recording, mm-hmm. which I know is unthinkable for you. It's not a gulp thing. I always have a straw.
Okay.
That, you know, that I do it. And then it's sips, little sips.
Oh, right? Sippies.
Yeah. Is how I do that.
Okay.
And this, I'm just putting it in my head. Is what I'm doing.
That's what you're doing. Yeah. Describe, well, we should talk about this game, but mm-hmm. describe how it's making you feel. Get yourself in the headspace to play Mr. Pibb, the 3D interactive game.
I feel very full is the thing.
Yeah.
And I'm a little bit sick of the taste actually.
Yeah.
By this point, it is kind of resting heavy on my tongue, especially toward the back. So
has your mouth started feeling like fuzzy yet? That weird, like hairy way your mouth will feel if you have a really sugary drink?
Little bit. I'm getting a little bit on the teeth when I close my mouth enough for the teeth to touch.
Yes.
Yeah. Not drinking full sugar soda very much.
It's too much.
Yeah.
Too much.
Yeah. That's, going to have to balance that out with something after this because I do not feel great.
Drink a salad.
Yeah.
So
Mr. Piv, the 3D interactive game, this was put out in 1998. It is a first person shooter. You're playing as an edgy teen. Everybody in your school, teachers and students alike, has been turned into zombies. And the only way to turn them back is to belch on them until they transform.
From Mr. Pibb. Mr. Pibb belches are the only thing that will save humanity in this
world.
Yes. It is a one level FPS, which I love adver games anyway. I think that like a one level FPS that is just designed as like a 20 minute experience is a great idea.
Uh-huh.
You know, if it were financially viable, where you go around, you burp on all your classmates and teachers. It's not a fun video game because of the, there's just two kinds of enemies, like regular zombie and slightly faster zombie.
Mm-hmm.
They walk up to you and they do like a couple points of health per second of your 200 health pool until you burp on them. And burping is easy and fast and powerful and requires no ammo to do regular burps. The actual thing that makes this a game is that when you burp on someone, they turn back into a human, they stick around and they're planted exactly where the zombie was.
Uh-huh.
Which means you are creating hazards for yourself.
Yes.
Because if you burp on a human, you lose health.
Mm-hmm.
Like it's almost like a weird, like Hinyanko alien style, like hidden gem of old school design, like Lode Runner. Or something.
Yeah.
You're a first person thing where when you kill an enemy, it creates a piece of level geometry.
Uh-huh.
Like what a weird ludum dare, like actually kind of cool idea.
Yeah, that is pretty effective. Yeah. It's not navigational. It's it becomes like an aiming hazard.
Like a force field. Yeah. Like it becomes, you know, but you can make it navigational and have it be like how playing Adventures of Lolo.
Yeah.
You know, or those enemies in Zelda that turn to statues when you hit them.
Mm-hmm.
You know, things like that. It's pretty neat.
Yeah.
And then the way it's presented is this weird engine. It's not in any FPS engine, you know, and it can only present things as sprites that face towards you.
Yes.
Which is a look I have a weird affection for.
Oh yeah. I love that. I love that you walk into the classroom and all of the desks, just pointed toward you.
Yeah. Yeah. What a nightmare. Like a literal nightmare, you know, like just, the end boss of it, I didn't get to the end because the end boss of it, it's a big key hunt. The other thing this says, I think is actually kind of cool though, that I would have eaten this up if I knew about it as a kid is it takes place in a school.
Yes.
And we're getting ready to record about Slayers X, Watch Out for Fireballs. The, retro FPS that takes place in a mundane environment is just a trick that works on me.
That's very powerful.
Yeah. It was the coolest thing about those games. Like if you're playing Blood or Duke Nukem 3D or something, like it was just incredible to be in like, oh, I'm in a mall, you know, that it's just so fucking cool.
Yeah.
And this does that. It's with a school, you know, and it's laid out more or less like a school. There's a gym, there's a library,
there's a pool,
lunchroom. Yeah. There's a pool.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Or you get bolt cutters and you say really dark things like these bolt cutters seem sharp.
you knew I liked these bolt cutters,
didn't you? Yeah, I like those bolt cutters.
What's the final boss?
It's a mad scientist in the basement.
Okay,
and you burp him back into a cage, and then you close him in the cage.
Oh, that's a good encounter.
You can't hurt him; you just kind of burp at him until he backs up.
I thought it was very funny because like all of the zombie models are the same.
Yes.
It's just two colors. But they're all, you know, they're all male looking. And sometimes when you burp on somebody, it turns into a lady. So tiny.
Again, accidental allies. Tiny.
Yeah.
The Dr. Tiny burps that force feminize you on demand.
And then sometimes you scream, put it in your head. The weird thing
whenever
about
you
this
pick
is,
up a Mr. Pibb,
yes,
put it in my head. Yeah. And that's when you get 5 health back for that.
Yeah. And they just have cups of Mr. Pibb laying around everywhere. But
I just don't know schools.
Terrible. It's a blight. What's funny about this is, how does this function as an advertisement for the actual product? Because it does something that is very funny, which is like advertising by foregrounding one of the least like pleasant or good things about the product. Like, oh, drink Mr. Pibb. It'll make you burp a lot. It'll make you burp real good.
It is part of the general marketing thing of being an extreme little like shithead teen.
No.
You know, this kind of happening in the late 90s, this was with the Brothers Grunt and stuff. You okay there, buddy?
Yeah, I'm doing okay.
Come out sideways?
Yep. Yeah. Sorry. That really caught me by surprise. I'm a lot of that got into the mic, and for that I apologize.
you had to sanitize, you're going to boil the mic after this to get the pib off it.
I didn't get anything on it. I'm talking more about the sound of it more than anything. But just like we have a smoke shop in our town here that is called the Ashtray, and it's like, why would you call, like, that's the worst thing about, aside from the cancer, like, it's the worst thing about the thing.
It's awful, but it is tied for the best name for a smoke shop, because they're all the worst fucking grossest names.
Yeah,
they're either like inherently super deep embarrassing, like Black Sheep Vapors or something like that, or they're something gross.
Yeah.
Like that. You cannot name a smoke shop with dignity.
It's impossible. Many have tried and failed.
You'll never do it. Yeah. I love that this 90s campaign for Mr. Pibb being marketed to kids. I love it being positioned as, because it didn't used to be like that in the 70s, where it's just like, this is a smooth, cool drink for hippies.
Yeah.
Of just being like, you know, there's Dr. Pepper. He went to fucking medical school, but this guy dropped out. He's Mr. Pibb.
Yeah.
We don't do honorifics with Mr. Pibb.
No pretense on this person. In fact, we're going to drop the Mr. You know, this is just Pibb, but it's not like just Pibb. It's Pibb extra.
Yeah. It's, like, how a teen is just like, when I was a teen, now I'm Mr. Butterfield, but I used to just be Gary Extra or Butterfield Extra.
Yes.
That's why gym teacher used to yell at me. See, it's okay when I do it.
See,
game and simulator
crosses episodes.
Yeah. But yeah, it's very, very funny to me. I haven't had a Mr. Pibb in a long time. I'm not going to get one.
No,
but this did remind me of it. If I'm ever in front of a Coke Freestyle machine again, I might take a Pibby sip.
Yeah.
Just to remind myself.
That's the wonderful thing about a Coke Freestyle machine.
I think they're cool.
Oh yeah,
you sit there and fucking drink peach Coke. It's weird. What is the number one forgotten soda that you want back?
Number one forgotten soda.
Yeah, like discontinued soda. What is the number one discontinued soda you'd like to have back?
Man, it's hard to say. Do you ever drink Big Red?
I've drank Big Red.
Yeah,
many times.
I haven't seen.
Still get Big Red.
I haven't seen Big Red around. So yeah. I like a cream soda. I get these big, like 30 packs from Sam's Club, 30 packs of Zevia. And it's a multi-flavor pack kind of thing. And it's good because like none of it's caffeinated. And you get just like, you know, four or five of each flavor, and they've got a cream soda in there. That's real good. I think Big Red probably.
I think if I saw
some Big Red, I might go nuts for it.
I think Big Red might be the kind of soda that made its way to dollar stores.
Yeah.
You got to stop doing that.
I know.
It's not in a derogatory way, but just like where brands go. You know?
Yeah.
I've talked about this before. I'm going to go to bat for a little thing called Holiday Spice Pepsi. Mid-2000s, Pepsi with like ginger and cinnamon and like mulling wine spices. It was so fucking good.
Yeah.
That tasted really good.
I was very excited. A distributor for Kentucky specific colas or sodas just started reaching up here, so I can, at a store nearby, I finally have access to Ale 81.
Ale 81 is incredible.
God, it's so good. I love it. I missed it so much when I moved away from Cincinnati.
It's really good.
I can also get cheer wine. So
I think cheer wine's gross. Ale 81's great. I used to be something of a novelty soda maven.
Oh yeah.
You know, and would drink novelty sodas. I got real in on the Jones soda craze really early.
Not the Thanksgiving shit though.
No, that is what I got into.
Oh,
I got into both, but I used to do the Thanksgiving things. Like, my soda cachet is, I used to do like taste test with those things and everyone would vote. One of the episodes of my first podcast was about buying all the different kinds of generic Dr. Pepper I could find and doing a blind taste test. Like,
yeah,
I could become a soda podcaster if such a thing existed.
Yeah. I just let's do a taste test. This one must be General Thunder. Yes.
Yes. Well, you were trying to guess. You were just saying which one is best.
Okay.
The having to guess is a little bit too intense. Even the super tasters that were my friends. But yeah, like this is I love that shit. If threaten me with a good time. If we ever run out of, you know, things people want to listen to talk about, I would be way into like, we go buy sodas and talk about them.
Yeah.
Like we talked about, you know, on this show, we'll default to foods and drinks and stuff because it's easy. I think that's a feature, not a bug. Like it's easy because it's universal. You know, everybody knows what fucking soda is.
Yeah.
It's music. It's basically the universal language.
It is, you know,
like we should be sending a soda into space.
You put soda in front of somebody. They know exactly what to do with it.
They should have sent a pepper too. just in a Dr. Poet.
So I was aware of the soda wiki before from previous forays into doing research for these episodes. I wasn't aware that the soda wiki had a news section on their front page.
Oh, there's news. Yeah, I'm on the soda wiki right now learning about something called 7-Up Gold. But I didn't realize there was news.
That sounds like something you would make.
7-Up Gold.
Smooth and warm.
Wow, January 2023. It's an updated news section.
Yeah. In early 2023, Pepsi Zero Sugar was reformulated with a new improved taste in an attempt to taste closer to the regular Pepsi.
And in then other soda news.
In other soda news, Dr. Pepper's strawberries and cream.
Hell, yes. Sierra Mist. They're talking about Starry.
I've
had Starry.
Starry, it's fine. It tastes like Sierra Mist.
It's fine. It's real weird they rebranded that and they bet all their cards on it. Like there were end caps and advertisements about Starry and then like little quotes of like, I'd rather be having a Starry.
Yeah.
You know, things like that. Like they knew it was going to be, or they assumed it would be fine. I don't know if it still has. Then all these new ones that me and Liv have got a lot of these novelty sodas to drink two drinks of and then put in the fridge until it goes flat. But the Pepsi Peeps, which we talked about on Quackstack.
And then very cutely, after it talks about the Pepsi Peeps, it says, "That's it for today's soda news."
I'm gonna check the news archive.
I love these people.
The news archive, the last entry in the news archive is July 14th, 2020.
Okay.
So, and then there's two other entries. There are only four paragraphs of soda news. July 14th, 2020, April 24th, 2019, and October 14th, 2018.
The first one is, the Soda Wiki is launched with an affiliation of the Pepsi Wiki. This is a collab. This is the titans of the wiki industry.
I remember the Cola Wiki Wars.
The Cola Accords. April 24th, 2019. Breaking news, Soda Wiki. The Pepsi Wiki just recently announced their blog page saying they'll be closing down in the next few weeks or in a few months.
Why didn't I appreciate them while they were around?
Yeah.
This shit, I love this.
Oh God. Sorry.
Another two-parter.
I don't mean to read all of the, all of them here, but they're only four. Quaint. So it's fine. Yeah. July 14th, 2020. Since it's been so long since our last news update, I want to say we apologize to our loyal fans that have been watching the news on our wiki in a full year of not with an update for so long. Soda fans, we're just saying, be safe and wash your hands often. We will be active shortly. Take care. So not only is that a COVID update, be safe and wash your hands, but it is the classic third blog entry is apologizing for there not being more blog entries.
Absolutely classic. I really like this generic ginger ale. Canada Dry made a citrus soda called Wink.
Mm.
That's gross. I don't know. Yeah. I could spend all day on this. We have to go.
We should. Can I make a soda recommendation for you since we're in the holidays? Because you said Canada Dry. Canada Dry Cranberry Ginger Ale.
Oh, I've had that. That's real good.
That's really good. Yeah.
It's also, as a mixer, is fucking incredible.
Oh, man.
Like ginger ale is a good mixer anyway, but you throw the cranberry.
The cranberry ginger ale with some dark rum.
Yes.
Yeah.
I'm going to do my best during our winter break to not have stuff going on during the day. while we have a little time off, because I never do that.
Right.
And maybe do a little bit of day drinking.
Hmm.
I don't drink very often. And I also don't, I have anxieties and get, like, I don't do anything during the day because I'm like, I could be using that time productively. And then I don't.
Yeah, yeah. Right.
But I just feel anxious because I could. Mm-hmm. I'm going to try to let go of that a little bit and maybe get a little day drunk and maybe play a little Spider-Man too.
Oh,
I'm very excited.
Fuck with it. Intro on that game's really good. I need to kill the last sip of this payback trust to say what you're going to say.
Oh, I wish you well. And I hope that that last sip is as good as the first. And I wish you many sips to come.
Oh boy. I'm going to throw this bottle in the garbage.
Away. Oh yeah. Thanks everybody for listening. We appreciate you. If you want to play this, you can play it online.
Yeah. Yeah. Just do a search for it.
Yeah. Yeah. It's around, and yeah, kind of fun. Mm-hmm. We appreciate you. If you're hearing this, you should check out our new show, Real Lich Hours, about Baldur's Gate 3. Weekly show about that. The first couple episodes are going to be free for everyone. Then it's becoming a patron show for patrons at $5 and up. Tell your friends, please.
Please do. Spread the word. And if you think to do it, leave a rating or review for that and the show as well while you're at it.
Yeah, why not? Yeah. Exactly. Get more episodes on the Patreon. Go to patreon.com/duckfeedtv. Support us, get bonus episodes of this show.
Yeah.
And we appreciate you, and be safe this winter.
Yeah. We also appreciate our producer, Gwen. Thank you, Gwen.
Very much so.
Yeah.
I think that's about it. What should they do until next time?
Until next time, never give yourself a consumption challenge during a podcast episode. It is always a terrible idea.